From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Commonwealth delivers a fuller verdict on Antigua's general elections.
It's a free poll, but it could be improved.
The American Embassy in Barbados explains how the WTO banana dispute could avoid leading to the demise of the industry in the region, and why Tobagonian Dwight York is the hero of the British football world. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Commonwealth Observer team this evening delivered its verdict on Antigua's general elections. While agreeing it was a free poll, the observers say they're to recommend some changes to the overall electoral system to make it fairer. The team completed its report this evening and was leaving St. John's tonight after following the Tuesday vote, which returned Prime Minister Lester Byrd to power. The team's report will go to the Commonwealth Secretary General and to Antigua's main political parties. I caught up with the leader of the mission, Justice Mohamed Habibul Rahman, just before he left Antigua.
I think we, on the polling day, allowed the people of Antigua and Barbuda to freely express their will at the polls, and they exercised their democratic right with great responsibility. And we have completed our report that will make